Title: Substack Playbook Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific, very powerful jungle and old school DNB move in Ableton Live 12, building a proper substack, then using Groove Pool in a way that gives you that late 90s rolling bounce without wrecking the low end. Because in this style, the sub is not just a sign under the bass. The sub is part of the rhythm section. It needs to feel like it's playing with the amen edits, the ghost notes, the swing, but still hit like a brick in mono. By the end, you'll have three bass layers that behave like one instrument: a clean sub, a mid layer for audibility, and a top or attack layer for snap. Then we'll distribute groove across those layers by frequency, which is the core trick. Let's set the session up. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'm going to suggest 165, because it's a sweet spot for jungle roll. Now create three MIDI tracks and name them SUB, bass mid, and bass top. Group them together so you have one group called bass stack. On that bass stack group, drop a utility and set width to 0%. This is important. We're deciding right now. The low end will be stable and mono safe, and any movement we want is going to come from timing, harmonics, and transients, not stereo width. Quick mindset check before we start. Groove is not a vibe checkbox. Groove is a relative offset. You need to know what must be dead on, and what is allowed to breathe. In jungle, the downbeats and anything that locks to the kick usually needs to stay reliable. The pickups, offbeats, and little roll notes can lean and dance. Cool, let's build layer A, the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep the level conservative around minus 12 dB for now. We're going to gain stage later. For the amp envelope, set a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then give it a decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds, depending on your note length. Sustain can be pretty low, even down to minus infinity, if you want pure plucks, or closer to minus 6 dB if you want a hell tone. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks and to keep the tail clean. If you want that classic rolling feel, add a little glide or portamento. Something like 30 to 80 milliseconds, especially if you're writing legato slides. Now the SUB effects chain. First, EQ 8. Don't automatically high pass your sub. People do that out of habit and it can literally remove the power you're trying to create. Leave the high pass off unless you have a very specific reason. If things get muddy with the break, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz can help, but keep it subtle. Next, add saturator, very gentle. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, and then pull the output down so you're matching loudness. This is not for fuzz, this is for grip. A tiny bit of harmonic content so the sub reads on more systems. Then add utility. Width stays at 0. If you have the bass mono control, set it around 120 Hz. Goal check. This sub should feel stable and almost boring when soloed. That's a compliment. The excitement comes later. Now layer B, the mid. This is your translation layer. This is what makes the bass line audible on a phone or laptop, without turning the actual sub into a distorted mess. On bass mid, you can use Wavitable or Operator. Let's go with Wavitable. Start with a basic sine to triangle type vibe. Keep unison off for now. We want it centered and phase stable. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Cut off somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone as a starting point. Add a bit of filter drive, like 2 to 6. Now the MID FX chain. Start with EQ 8. High pass this layer around 120 to 180 Hz. You are making room for the SUB to own the real low end. If you need more definition, a gentle bell boost around 500 Hz up to 1.2k Hz can add that growl presence. Then saturator, and this time you can push harder. Drive in the 4 to 10 dB range, soft clip on. This layer can take character. Optionally add a compressor with a 2:1 ratio, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction so notes feel even. Now layer C, the top or attack layer. This is where old school snap lives. Think sampler era transient. Think the bass is percussive, even when the notes are simple. On bass top, load operator and make a clicky patch. Use a square or triangle wave. Amp envelope. Attack 0, decay 40 to 120 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release 20 to 60 milliseconds. For effects, EQ 8 first, high pass it, somewhere 300 to 600 Hz. You can add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz if you need more click. Then auto filter, try band pass in the 1 to 4 kHz area. Add a tiny bit of envelope amount so it has a plucky motion. Then yes, put drum bus on this top layer. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 10. Turn boom off. We do not want fake low end here. Teacher note, this top layer should be the thing you miss when it's muted, but it shouldn't scream click. If it's stealing attention from your snares, it's too loud or too bright. Optional workflow upgrade. You can put these three layers into a single instrument rack on a new MIDI track so it feels like one instrument. You'd make three chains, sub, mid, top, then map utility gains and key parameters to macros like sub level, mid drive, top byte, and a tone macro for filter cutoff. Now we get to the main event. Groove Pool. Open Groove Pool in Live 12. Load a groove that's jungle friendly. MPC swings can be great, and any good 16th swing groove is a solid starting point. Start with timing around 20 to 40%, velocity 0 to 20%, random 0 to 5%, bass at 1/16 for most rolling stuff. And here's the key concept, we are not going to apply the same groove the same way to everything. That's how you either get stiff, or you get messy. Instead, we're going to push groove hardest where your ear detects it most. In the mids and transients, the sub will get a safer, reduced groove. First, apply the groove to your drums, especially your break clip. Put the groove on your Amen or Think break and listen carefully. Adjust timing until the break bounces but doesn't fall apart. Don't commit yet, we're still exploring. Now the money move, create a safer groove for the sub. In the groove pool, duplicate that groove so you have two entries. Rename them something like Jungle Groove Drums and Jungle Groove Sub Safe. On subsafe, pull timing down to about 8 to 20%, velocity to 0, random basically 0 to 2%. If 1/16 bass makes the sub feel flammy against the kick, try switching bass to 1/8. That often tightens the perception of the low end while still giving you motion. Then apply SUB safe to your sub MIDI clip. Now apply the full groove, or even stronger, to the MID and TOP clips. The MID can be around 20 to 45% timing. The TOP can go 30 to 60%, and TOP can handle more velocity variation, like 5 to 25%, because that variation reads as character, not as lost punch. This is a psychoacoustic cheat in the best way. Your brain hears groove mostly from transient information and mid-range movement. If the top and mid are dancing while the sub stays solid, the whole bass feels alive, but the club fundamentals still hit clean. Now, extra coach move. Don't necessarily groove every single sub note. This is huge. Micro timing rule for low end. Move fewer notes, not all notes. Instead of grooving the entire 8-bar sub clip, split it into two clips. One clip is anchors, downbeats and any note that must lock with the kick. That clip gets no groove or extremely light groove. The other clip is roll notes, offbeats, pickups, syncopations. That clip gets SUB safe. This keeps the weight consistent while still giving you that late sampler lilt. Next trick. Use groove like sidechain swing. Add a compressor on the SUB track. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick or ghost kick track. Set ratio around 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds, and you'll tune that to the tempo and feel. Threshold so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now what happens is really musical. Groove pool shifts the note placement a little, and the sidechain shapes the sub envelope rhythmically. You get that elastic roll without messy low-end clashes. Advanced variation if you want to get fancy. Make a ghost kick timing map. Duplicate your kick pattern to a silent track that triggers a tiny click or closed hat. Apply your drum groove to that ghost click, then sidechain the sub from it. Now the ducking inherits the groove even if your sub notes are mostly gridlocked. Super controlled. Super old-school smart. Now let's talk about groove creating movement without timing risk. If you find that even SUB safe timing changes are making the low end feel inconsistent, keep the sub timing nearly straight and create the illusion of groove with dynamics. One way, auto pan on the sub, but not for panning. Set auto pan phase to 0 degrees, set amount to 0 so it's not actually moving left right, and use it as an amplitude shaper with subtle automation. The sub leans into the rhythm without arriving late. Let's do a quick pocket check. Do the mono quiet test. Turn your monitoring down. Put a utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0. If it feels great loud, but worse quiet, your low-end timing is probably too adventurous, or your transient layer is too hot. In that case, reduce SUB timing movement and move more motion into MID and TOP velocity and tone. Another quick technical check. Phase-aware layering, no plugins. On the MID track, drop a utility and hit phase invert for left and right. If your low mid disappears dramatically, your SUB and MID are fighting. Undo the invert after the test. Fix options. Add a tiny attack to the MID envelope, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, or change the MID filter cutoff so it's not duplicating the sub's strongest harmonic area. Now arrangement ideas. Because jungle is about phrases, not just a loop, try a 2-bar call and response. Bar 1 is simple root notes. Bar 2 adds a syncopated pickup. Or do sub holds, top jitters. Let the sub play longer notes, like half bar holds, while the top plays 8th or 16th stabs with groove. That gets you speed without low-end chaos. And a classic old-school move. In the last 2 beats of every 8 bars, add a short sub pickup or a quick legato slide to cue the next phrase. That's a pure DJ-era signal. It just works, when it's all feeling good. Committing groove is the final discipline. Commit MID and TOP first because they're safer. Consider leaving the sub uncommitted until later. If you do commit the sub, zoom in and check note starts against the kick so you don't create low-end flams. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you groove the sub too hard, it flams with the kick and the whole track feels weaker. Keep sub timing under 20% and random basically zero. Avoid stereo widening the low end. Width should stay at zero for sub and often for the whole bass group. Don't oversaturate the sub. Keep it 1 to 3 dB drive. If you need aggression, do it in the MID.